WLS Wake Up Call. It's 8:11. Brant Miller, Kim Burke, producer Dan, and Kristen joins us from a live rescue. And Kristen, welcome. And you bring a guest, Woodstock.
Thank you. Yes, we brought a puppy to the studio, and he's enjoying his time here.
I'm getting my puppy kisses of the morning. This is Woodstock. Who needs a home? Kristen, you were just saying all of his brothers and sisters were adopted, and he's the only one left?
Yeah, he came with a litter of three, and his brother Rerun and his brother Schroeder were adopted. So he's the last one.
Rerun and Schroeder.
I love
That's
it.
That's excellent. He is so sweet. I have to tell you, I'm not so sure he's going to make it out of here. We already have everybody interested in him from all the other radio stations in the building. They're like, oh, he's so cute. Is he ready to be adopted? He is. What kind of dog?
He's a pit mix. He was born in January, so he's about 4 months old. And he's so sweet. He's in a foster home with dogs and cats. He gets along great with everyone, loves kids.
He's so sweet. When he wags his tail, his whole butt shakes. Like, he can't wag just his tail. He's so excited to see you that his entire back end just starts wagging. And he has this little black tail. Like, it looks like it was dipped in black paint. He's so cute. I'm telling you. You go to him and he comes up and he can't wait to kiss you on the face and love you and talk to you. And he's got shorter hair, so he doesn't shed. Because I just held him against all the black that I'm wearing.
You
and
can
I have
see him
no
on our
hair.
Facebook page. There's a picture there. See him before Kim tucks him into her purse.
I'm telling you, he is so sweet. We had him in here for about 30 seconds when we had like 9 people in the studio going, oh, he's so cute. But yeah, it's so, I can't believe all the rest of the litter was adopted and they left him all alone. So he needs a new home. He does. Tell us about him. What do you know about him?
He came to us from Memphis, actually. We have another shelter down there, Live Rescue Memphis. And he was found in a backyard with 6 puppies and 2 moms. Mm-hmm. So they weren't sure which puppies belonged to which mom. So we took in 3 of the puppies, and the other 3 were rescued along with the moms.
Okay.
Kristen, how do we get a hold of you if you'd like to adopt the Woodstock?
We have a website. It's aliverescue.org, and there's an adoption application on our website. So you just need to fill that out, and then one of our adoption coordinators would reach out to you.
He's so sweet. I'm just like in love with this little dog. But the thing is, you guys take in animals from shelters that have high euthanasia rates. So you make sure that these dogs are saved from a shelter that might otherwise put them down.
Correct. Our main mission is to rescue dogs and cats from high kill shelters in Chicago. So until Chicago's no kill, that's what we're going to do.
And oh gosh, and you know what? The best thing about this too is Bentley's, our partners over at Bentley's Pet Stuff with over 20 locations in Chicago. They're actually going to donate free signature pet food for the remainder of 2017 for Woodstock. So if you want to adopt Woodstock, he comes with all this free food and free puppy welcome home kit with training treats, a leash and collar and bowls. And he just can barely contain the unbelievable love he has. He's so sweet. So
Kristen, again, the website so we can get a hold of you.
It's aliverescue.org.
Thank you very much for bringing Woodstock
in. We'll come back and we'll talk to him a little bit more before we're done.
Oh, he's not getting out of your hands for a while.